Today, I am going to talk to you about one of the most important historical figures in European history, Napoleon Bonaparte. Let's start by talking about his early life. Napoleon was born in 1769 on the island of Corsica. When he was only 10 years old, his father sent him to military school in France. Napoleon was not a very good student in most of his classes, but he excelled in mathematics and in military science. When Napoleon was 16 years old, he joined the French army. In that year, 1785, he began the military career that would bring him fame, power, riches, and finally, defeat. After 8 years in the army, Napoleon became a general. He was only 24. Napoleon had many victories on the battlefield, but he also became involved in French law and politics. And in 1804, at the age of 35, he became the first emperor of France. Napoleon was many things. He was, first of all, a brilliant military leader. His soldiers were ready to die for him. As a result, Napoleon won many military victories. At one time, he controlled most of Europe. But some countries, including England, Russia, and Austria, fought fiercely against Napoleon. His defeat, his end, came when he decided to attack Russia. In this military campaign against Russia, he lost most of his army. The great French conqueror died alone, deserted by his family and his friends. The year was 1821, and Napoleon was only 51.